Hey, what is up, everybody? Another football season is upon us, and that means the return of Trail Tidbits. Trail Tidbits is a Tennessee football recruiting mini podcast here at VolQuest.com. I'm your host, Eric Kane, but the expert, the guy you are here to listen to, he is Matt Ray. Matt, football season is here. Tennessee gets going on Saturday, but several Tennessee targets for both a little bit in 25, mostly 26, of course, and Tennessee commitments for the class of 2025 already underway and already impressing. We're gonna highlight three of those here today.
Yeah, Eric, I mean, it just feels good to have football back. We got a little bit of a fake fall there. It felt like, as far as the weather goes, it was nice, some cool, crisp mornings. You felt fall in the air, but we're back to the heat. I was out a little bit in Nashville this weekend. It was in the 90s at kickoff, but it's just good to have football back here in the Southeast.
No doubt. You look at the screen right here if you're watching on YouTube. Tennessee, of course, class of 2025, sixth nationally as of the time of this recording, fifth in the SEC, 24 commits. And man, this class, of course, headlined by five-star plus offensive tackle David Sanders, who made his commitment a week ago. It's been a really, really good August for the University of Tennessee. But one of those commits I do want to highlight is Travis Smith. And Travis Smith, through 2 weeks of the high school action, of course, the four-star wide receiver, he has put on an absolute clinic, Matt. What has he done so far, and what is he going to bring to, of course, this team when he eventually gets here on campus?
I mean, Travis Smith just put on a show in a week one loss against Langston Hughes. It's a really good football team there in the Atlanta area. But I think if you would have told anyone that Westlake got that type of production from Travis Smith, you would have expected them to win the ball game. But nine catches for almost 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns, is he just absolutely torched a really, really good Langston Hughes defense. He followed that up this past week against a really good Douglas team there in Atlanta that is, you know, home to Georgia defensive back commit Jonte Gilbert, who, if you're a Tennessee fan and you follow recruiting pretty hard, you're familiar with. You know, he visited Tennessee's campus several times, and the Vols were, you know, in a good position in that recruitment at different times early in it, as they decided to go in a different direction ultimately later on throughout that process and earlier in the spring. But, you know, Travis Smith had four receptions for 45 yards and a highlight reel touchdown against that Douglas team, a team that's really good and helped Westlake to a victory. But I mean, if you haven't seen the video on social media, I would encourage you to find Travis Smith's Twitter and go watch it, because I mean, it's a short throw to the boundary on the right side. He catches it, he's bottled up, and then out of nowhere, somehow escapes, makes another man miss in the middle of the field, brings it the full width of the field, and kind of dances into the end zones. Just a really special night and a really good start to the season for Travis Smith, who, you know, I think as you followed Tennessee recruiting in the spring and then into the summer, you know, you kind of see where Charles Power has him rated at there. He's, in my opinion, an on-three outlier right now. And, you know, Tennessee was courting the likes of, you know, Jamie French and Caleb Cunningham, and both of those guys are really good receivers in their own right. But Travis Smith's right there in that upper echelon of elite receivers and a guy that can go get it. And you see we've answered this question a lot in Monday night chats, Eric. We've answered it across the board. I mean, you look at Cedric Tillman. That's a guy that I think Travis Smith reminds a lot of people of. There's really good long speed there. He's not going to blow you away out of the gates, but what he does in terms of his long speed, his ability to go down the football field and win 50-50 balls is special. That's something Cedric Tillman was able to do during his time on Rocky Top. But you feel like at this point in their career, Travis Smith coming out of Westlake, Cedric Tillman coming out of Bishop Gorman at the time as a very underrated prospect, it feels like Travis Smith is further along in his development, his route tree, just the ability to, you know, create a little bit more separation and do different things. So a very bright start to senior season for Travis Smith.
That was if you're watching on YouTube, that comparison there over on his on-three profile, that was a young Cedric Tillman. Out of Bishop Gorman. And yeah, Travis Smith again, week one, nine receptions, 267 through the air, two touchdowns. Week two, he had four receptions, 48 yards, a touchdown through two games. 13 receptions, over 300 yards receiving, three touchdowns. Man, he is on fire, no doubt. So that's a good starting point. Let's go to the quarterback for this class of 2025. Of course, we know all about him. That is George McIntyre, and you were on hand to watch his first game. Didn't go the way that he want to, but obviously some of your takeaways. Let's hear him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think you're looking at a Brentwood Academy team that went 2-10 last fall, you know, won a playoff game there after going 1-9 in the regular season. That's just a state
playoff team, baby.
That's just the state of Tennessee high school football right now.
Let's remember this, Matt. Sorry to cut you off. He was a quarterback of a 1-9 football team, but he was an uncommitted 5-star prospect, and everybody loved him. Tennessee, of course, loved him then, still loves him now, but everybody loved him then, and then here we are as a senior, and the team's not going to get much better, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about they finish out the season 2-10, and in January he's coveted by Tennessee, Alabama, who's still, you know, Nick Saban's still there. Obviously, at the time, like number one guy on their board for 2025, Josh Heupel and company love him. Multiple other schools in the recruiting process love George McIntyre and called him up until the very end for his commitment. But like you said, Eric, now he's a guy that, you know, comes back for his senior season and is, you know, on a Brentwood team that's trying to find a new identity under Paul Wade. They're a little bit more run first. You know, George found himself in some obvious passing situations and was down a playmaker on Saturday against a really good CPA defense, a CPA defense that flies to the football and is very sound in everything that they do from a coverage standpoint. So, you know, not many advantageous situations for him, you know, in terms of throwing the football. You know, did end the game with a pick, you know, in the red zone late after Brentwood Academy blocked a punt. And it was a poor throw. It was his worst throw of the night, and George will be the first person to tell you that. It's a really, you know, a nice read by a defender. But, you know, when you look at this, CPA beat Brentwood Academy last year, you know, at this time by a point. Another game that came down to the wire. And, you know, I don't think there's any cause for alarm of, you know, what George McIntyre's done. I think George McIntyre is who he is. I think he's a very special quarterback prospect that can do pretty much anything that Tennessee asks of him to do. He can make all the throws on the football field. If you watched on Saturday night, you know, a guy that once he gets outside the pocket can extend plays naturally, always looking down the field. Just, you know, it's going to be a grind for him this senior season. It feels like, at least here out of the gates, we'll see. Maybe Brentwood can flip a switch. You know, Brentwood Academy can flip a switch. They played Brentwood this week in another big rivalry game, so they have a chance to get back out there and get things going in their direction. But, you know, it's definitely a change in offense for George McIntyre and some things that they're going to work through, and they got to find some playmakers on the edge, and they have to be able to protect him a little bit better as the season goes on.
You know, just watching those clips that you shot while you were on hand Saturday night, it didn't throw the football down the field a lot, but like the throws, and you can speak to this more, you know, you see a power four quarterback, he's throwing across the field, long throws, you know, from, you know, the far hash to the numbers. I mean, that's what he was doing routinely in just the clips that you showed me right there that we showed here on this podcast. So, I mean, the throws look fine. He just, you know, the calls weren't to stretch the field, at least in that specific game. And we'll see how that offense evolves as the year goes on. But I think it's important to point out here, like, yeah, sure, maybe, you know, GMAC made a couple of mistakes in that game. Tennessee loves their quarterback for class of 2025, and nothing's going to change that.
No, absolutely not. This has been their guy for some time, and nothing's going to change that. And, you know, again, I think you have to hope that offense continues to evolve. If you're any coach at any level, you want to see your team evolve week over week, right? So, you know, I think, you know, with Brentwood Academy and you have a guy like George, there's definitely a chance to do just that. And he's a guy that, you know, I remember talking to his dad last fall, before he was committed to Tennessee, and he just talked about some of the things that, you know, he dealt with after a loss, just kind of how he let those losses eat him up, and the way that he would go to the film and turn to the film and break everything down. And, you know, George McIntyre is a fierce competitor, so, you know, it's not week one's not going to sit right with George McIntyre. And you know, just look for him to keep going out week after week and competing. Because when I saw him in the last game of the year, after they won that first playoff game after going 1-9 and improved to 2-9, and then they, you know, headed down to McCauley and lost down there in Chattanooga. He was so beat up at the end of the season. He was dealing with numerous small injuries that were, you know, hampering him, and he's still out there running for his life. So, I mean, again, it's one of those deals where you have to just continue to progress week over week. But as far as what Tennessee has in George McIntyre, they love it.
Yeah, and that last sequence of clips that I just put up here on the show, if you're watching, that was last fall against CPA. And so, I mean, obviously, the game plan last fall was to throw it over the middle, throw it down the field. That wasn't so much this past week, but of course we'll be keeping tabs on GMAC all season long. The last player I want to highlight here, Matt, and let's go to the class of 2026 now. I mean, a lot of the hay's in the barn. Tennessee's still going to be looking for a running back. Tennessee's still going to be evaluating options on the defensive line. There could be a little bit of movement with the 2025 class, but you got 24 commits. Turn the attention to 26s who will be on campus for unofficial visits here in the fall. Let's go to Savion Hyder. One of the better running backs in this class put out a top five a couple days ago, and you had the inside track on this one from the get-go. Tennessee, of course, finds themselves in that top five.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a guy for Tennessee that has been at the top of their board dating back to when Jerry Mack was here, and then the switch over for Darrell Sims. Again, pretty easy to identify, you know, Hyder as a guy that they want, that they feel like can be dynamic and provide an electric spark to this offense. I think he's a guy that's different than some of the running backs that they've recruited in terms of what he does. But, you know, I've talked to him a pretty good bit here this fall, and he has really connected with Darrell Sims. He's really excited to get back down here, you know, during the season to take in a game. But, you know, Hyder is at one of the premier schools, boarding schools in the country there at Woodbury Forest in Virginia. And he's a guy that really is in depth in the process. So, like, there wasn't one of these guys. He's got all the offers that you can imagine, right? But he didn't need to cut it down to 12 or to 10 and then to 8, then to 5. No, he went straight to 5. I think those are 5 schools you'll see him take an official visit to next summer. And try to get out and see, you know, this fall in some capacity, and then you'll see him go into a pretty in-depth decision-making process. But it really came as no shock to us. And if you are a subscriber over at VolQuest, you know, and reading the general's quarters routinely, you knew that he was going to cut his list before the season, and you knew that Tennessee was going to be on there. And a big part of that is because of the relationship with Darrell Sims, with Aston Walter. You know, those two guys, I think, have done a really nice job there for Tennessee. They were the first school to call him there at midnight when they were able to start reaching out to prospects in the 2026 class directly. I think that mattered to him. And then I think the offensive production is something that mattered to him. He was well aware of what Tennessee's been able to do with guys like Jalen Wright, what Dylan Sampson has a chance to do, you know, this fall. He sees the ability to get to the second and third level pretty naturally. And you can see what he does once he gets there if you watch his highlight film. You know, but overall, I think not just on the offensive side of the football, right, Eric, but on both sides of the football now for Tennessee, when you start looking at what they've done under Josh Heupel, some of that stuff is starting to catch up in terms of recruiting and recruiting successes. You know, I've had a chance this offseason to talk to top 100 edge Tristan Givens, top 100 edge Cam Brooks, you know, the top 2027 number one overall prospect LaDainian Guyton, who is a pass rusher. And right away, James Pierce comes up. Byron Young comes up. What Tennessee is doing landing a guy like Jordan Ross comes up on the edge. And I think overall you're seeing that start to come a little bit more across the board. Jalen Wright's making plays in the NFL now. You're seeing Tennessee running backs show up. So you're drawing more of that attention. And I think that's something that certainly has Hyder's attention as he goes into his junior year and Tennessee continues to swing big there with him.
I mean, you're looking at this highlight tape that we just played and looking like the Elizabethan Cyclones out there with those jerseys. he's a powerful runner. He's quick. He outran the camera on one of those plays. There was one that was highlighted, you know, the caption was 10-yard fight, and that's exactly what he did. He was dragging defenders, running through defenders. So, obviously, as you pointed out, he can go anywhere he wants to in the country. He's a a top 50 player nationally. According to the On3 industry rankings, he's top 30 at 29. On3's got him at 45, 247, 49. Rivals 28 and ESPN 56. I mean, across the board, I mean, he's a consensus dude, essentially. So looking forward to, you know, seeing Tennessee's involvement there over the course of the next couple of months. Matt, so now the focus, as we kind of shifted there to the 2026 class, there's going to be a lot of guys that will be on campus as the season goes along. We're going to have a lot of stuff for you here on Trail Tidbits as the year goes along. You're going to talk to a number of targets and to some 2025 commits. You're going to go out and see a bunch of guys. It should be a fun-filled football season for Tennessee, but also every single Wednesday right here at BallQuest.com, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's good to have football back. And, you know, next week as we get ready to head to Charlotte, we'll have plenty more to talk about with 2025 and 2026s. But, man, it's good to be back.
Tennessee's in Charlotte. Remember, that is a neutral site game next week for NC State. But first, it's the Mocs UTC coming up this weekend. Trail Tidbits every single Wednesday right here at VolQuest.com. He is the experts of our sites, wink AP. He is the expert. That is Matt Ray. I'm Eric Kane. Appreciate you guys for joining us here on Trail Tidbits, VolQuest.com.